This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, August 4th. Well, wheat market started out a little bit firm yesterday, but couldn't hang on, ended up reversing down. Corn was weaker most of the day, and it managed just a slight higher close, and soybeans were back and forth, but they ended up slightly lower on the day. What we're seeing here in the grains is just kind of a quieting down of the price action. The wheat market has largely been trading in a sideways pattern, inching its way lower, but certainly the momentum and the energy to the downside has waned. And we're getting quite a bit of divergence on the indicators as we break into these new lows. So my guess is that wheat is pretty close to carving out its seasonal low. I think that spring wheat harvest is going to have to be at least halfway done before we really have some confidence that the lows have been put in. The spring wheat crop is expected to be a fairly sizable one, but it's shrinking as we speak with the heat and the dryness that have been settling in over the northern plains. That same heat and dry, hot and dry pattern has also been affecting crops in the central plains, in the western Midwest. So we are seeing some yield drag there for corn and beans. But in the heart of the Midwest and into the eastern part, things look much better. I mean, it looks like they're going to offset some, at least much of these losses from the west. You could make the argument that there's enough yield drag in the southern and central plains and into the even the northern plains, western Midwest, that it's just, you just can't make up for all that loss. But we're starting out from pretty high numbers, and it just looks like the trade is not too concerned about production, at least in corn. Soybeans is, you know, there's still a potential yield issue there, but that window is closing quickly. Over the next week and a half, if the weather doesn't turn intense, hot and dry right over the heart of the Midwest, I think this crop comes in with a pretty respectable number, and the trade just isn't worried about it. The trade is worried, however, about demand. With Pelosi's trip to Taiwan and China fuming over that and staging live military activity in the waters around Taiwan, there's a great deal of concern about China perhaps as, you know, cutting off or slowing down imports from the United States. But I think this is all just saber-rattling. China really doesn't have a choice when it comes to soybeans. They bought pretty much all of Brazil's beans, and Brazil's just about out. They may hold off for a bit before buying U.S. beans, but there's no other place to go to buy soybeans. And so they'll eventually come to our market. And the same thing with corn. Europe is in a huge drought, and they're going to buy a great deal of Brazil's corn and Argentina's corn. China will buy what they can, too, from that same area. But again, you know, the U.S. is going to be the seller of last resort, and we're going to be the only seller of corn. Ukraine had become the world's third largest exporter of corn, but they're pretty much off the roster. Even if they can get it shipped, their production is at best half of what they have been producing. And getting the grain into an exportable position, much less getting it on a ship and loaded, is going to be a challenge for them. So China doesn't have, not that they would be buying Ukraine corn anyway, the cost would be expensive. So China may bark, but they're eventually going to have to come back to the U.S. market. So I think corn and beans resume their upward trend once we get into the harvest there and take care of the initial harvest pressure. I think the fall looks quite strong for corn and beans. Wheat, probably in that same boat. It'll tag along. We have more competition in wheat, but quality coming out of Russia is suspect. And of course, Ukraine is not going to be much of a competitor. Europe will run out fairly quickly because, you know, the North African countries are going to buy what they can from Europe, but Europe's production is down sharply there as well because of the drought. So it's all the grains basically coming out of North America, but U.S. in particular, that have, I think, a great deal of potential down the road once we get into the fall season. But it's just a matter of time. Argentina and Australia, their growing seasons will kick up here in a few weeks. Australia looks fine. They're probably going to come in with a pretty sizable wheat crop. Argentina has been experiencing quite a bit of dryness, and that could be the thing that the catalyst that kickstarts this wheat market higher. We'll just have to wait and see what the weather does there, primarily through September and the early part of October. We've got a crop report out next Friday. My guess is the trade is just going to kind of sit tight here. Unless something really comes out of left field, they're probably just going to go quiet. The volatility is, it gets tiresome after a while. And I think they're just going to wait for these numbers to get behind us. It doesn't look like these numbers are going to be all that bullish. The crop condition ratings have held together quite well. And it doesn't look like USDA will shave off yields if the crop condition ratings don't suggest that they should. So we'll get that behind us. Maybe that'll stamp the low in the market. But either way, I would expect the markets will be fairly quiet until we get next Friday's crop report behind us. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.